He has established a taxi watch, which is a group of volunteers and drivers who aim to help prevent suicide in their local community. So, hello, Derek. Are you there?
Hello, how are you?
Yeah? Can I hear you?
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good. Could you tell us how you started this interesting group?
Yeah, how we started was I had been in a car crash in 2010, and I injured my back. The drunk driver ran into the back of me. And I went into hospital, and I had three different surgeries on my back. And each time I came out of hospital, I ended up with depression, and it was very, very bad. I had never had depression before, I didn't know about it. Didn't know anything about suicide, depression, or anything like that. And basically, at the end of it all, it just kept getting worse and worse and worse, and I tried to take my own life three times. So then what happened was I went eventually and got help. I finally admitted to myself I needed to get help, and I went and I spoke to a doctor, got counselling, and things got better, and I went back to work. And my first night back to work, I came across two people on a bridge in Kilkenny the same night, an hour apart, and they were threatening to take their own life. So I got out of the car and I spoke to them, and I got them into the car, and we got them help. So I just thought, what happens if I had said something different and they jumped? How would I live with that? Or what do you say to somebody that's suicidal? So I went away and I done a bit of research, and I came up with a course that was available by the HSE, Safe Talk and Assist. And I went and done those courses, and I found them brilliant. And I came back, and I asked all the taxi drivers in Kilkenny, would they come with me? And they did. And we set up Taxi Watch, and it just snowballed from there. It's in 10 different counties now, and we're going to New York, Belfast, London. It's just gone crazy, thank God.
Tell us about your experience when you were feeling so low, a little bit.
God, it was the worst time of my life ever. As I said, I never knew anything about depression. I thought anybody that had depression just needed to pull themselves together and get a grip on yourself. What's wrong with you? You couldn't be depressed. You're loaded. You have loads of money. You have a good job. You have a good wife, kids. What's wrong with you? Get a grip on yourself. And that's what I thought depression was, and I was ashamed to say that. But when it hit me, it was the worst time ever. I spent nearly 8-9 months in my bedroom. I couldn't come out of the bedroom. And I hid it from everybody. I was so ashamed of it. At the time, I was so ashamed of it. And I used to stay in bed. And I'd get up in the morning and I'd put on my suit. I'd head off to work. My kids would get ready and my wife would get ready for school. They'd head off and I'd go out the gate, turn around and come back in and take off my clothes and get back into bed. Just cry for the day. And I used to get up at 10 to 6 before my wife and kids came home from work and school. And I just pretend that nothing was wrong, and I was brilliant. I was the best actor in Ireland, but it was just making me worse and worse and worse. So I just needed to go get help, and I just snapped one day and I had a row with somebody, and I wanted actually to kill them, to be quite honest. If I had have got them, I probably would have killed them at the time. Thank God I didn't. And I came back then, and I went to my doctor, and I just said I need help, and I just fell onto the floor in the doctor's surgery, and I cried and cried and cried. And he was brilliant, Dr. Lee in Kilkenny. He was absolutely fantastic. And only for him, I wouldn't be here, to be honest with you.
So you felt that there was you were alienated from everybody at the beginning. Did people know what happened to you?
No. Everybody knew I had an accident, but nobody knew that I had depression because I didn't let them know. I hid it from everybody. It was my own fault that I alienated myself, really. I just thought people would be better off without me. I was in severe problems with the mortgage. I couldn't pay the mortgage because I wasn't working for the last 4 years because I was in hospital with my back in and out. And everything just came down on top of me. And I tried to be, it's the stereotypical, it's try to be a big tough man, and I tried to suck it all up and do it all myself. And I didn't want to ask for help. I was embarrassed. I was ashamed of myself. And there's no need. I know that now there's no need to be embarrassed. And it actually turned out the other way, because when I did finally get okay and I'd set this up, all of a sudden all radio stations, TV stations, papers, everybody was ringing me. And I just said, right, do it. Just let them know what happened. So I told everybody that I was suffering from depression. I told them all on air, live on Kilkenny Radio. And it absolutely went the opposite way. Everybody gathered around me and everybody helped me. It was great. It was absolutely great. It was like somebody took their foot off my chest. It was brilliant.
So you actually opened up a huge area where people were so silent about.
Nobody talks. Men don't talk, and they should. That's just the way it is.
Could you tell us how you start, you know, this taxi watch, and then how did you rescue people? How do you do it?
Yeah, what we do is all the taxi drivers have got trained in Safe Talk or the Assist course. And what they do is they go out on the night to work when they're working, and they drive around. And in Kilkenny, there's certain areas at the time where people were going to take their own life down by the river or whatever it was in Bud. And our cars were out all hours of the night. So we would see everything around the town and see what happens. And people were getting into the cars and they were telling us that they felt so low and they wanted to kill themselves. And they just opened up to us. It was great because everybody knew that we were there and we were willing to listen to them and talk to them about suicide and ask them what's the problem and get them help. So we done that and we just go up and down now and looking for people. And since we started in 2014, we've 200 people that we physically stopped from taking their life. Now, there's probably thousands and thousands out there more that have ran, and we've got them counselling all over Ireland and in all areas of Ireland. In Kilkenny alone, we use Chalk Tom, which is a free counselling service, because people can't afford.
Yes, that's a big thing, yes.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Like, people can't afford it, but they don't realise that there's actually free counselling out there. And people just don't think it's free, or I don't have the money to go. And at the time, myself, when I was poor, I didn't have any enough money coming in to even pay for my own medication, never mind go to counselling. So free counselling is fantastic, and that should be available, and it is available with the HSC, I understand that, but it just takes too long to get it.
How do you go about it?
Well, what we do, Pieta House is out there. The House as free counselling. So Sad up in Dundalk is counselling. There's counselling, free counselling all over Ireland. If you Google free counselling, you'll see the places. Or if you go onto our website, taxiwatch.ie, we've a full entire list of all the places in Ireland that you can get your free counselling. And you just ring them up, make an appointment, go in. The good thing is people, myself at the time, people don't, they think that counsellors are kind of going to look down on you it's going to be kind of like a doctor or a teacher and a student, but it's not. They're absolutely so. They just want to help you, and like a lot of counsellors themselves have gone through this. That's how they got into counselling because they've been there themselves and they know exactly. So they don't judge you, and that's what the main thing for me was. I didn't want to be judged. I didn't want somebody thinking I was crazy or was mad or I was anything like that. Because at the time I felt that way. That's the way it was, but it wasn't. It wasn't. And when I went to counselling, the first session I felt a bit weird because I'd never told anybody. Yeah. But then after that, it was just, I couldn't shut up. I just told them everything. It was great.
When you meet someone, like say on the bridge, how do you go about, you know?
Well, the first thing we ask is, are you okay? That's the first thing we ask every single person. Every one of our drivers asks somebody, are you okay? You would know that they're not okay because it's 3:30 in the morning, they're down by the riverbank, it's pitch dark, they're on their own. So you just go over and ask them. And since we ask everybody that we've asked, not one single person has ever said, oh yeah, glad, I'm grand, I'm just getting a bit of fresh air. Nobody has said that. They have all just burst into tears and said, no, I'm not okay, I need help. And we would take them then, and if they're extremely bad, like sometimes we've had maybe 5 or 6 people that had to be restrained by the guards, that they were just adamant that they wanted to take their life. And now, thank God they didn't, and we see them since, and I see them around Kilkenny every day. Like when I'm in around Kilkenny driving taxi, they come in and they'd wave at you, they'd give you a little wink or squeeze your hand as they're walking past or whatever, and not say a word, and you know that they're doing well now and they're doing okay, and it's great. It's a brilliant feeling when you see that happening. But sometimes if we find somebody, we would take them home to their parents and explain to their parents, look, I found him down by the river. He's told me he wants to take his life. And this is the first time the parents have heard about it. So the parents don't know what to do. they usually say to us, okay, thanks very much, guard. They just assume we're a guard. and I said, look, we're a taxi driver.
Yeah.
We set up this to help people. And they said, what will I do now? Because nobody knows what to, if you haven't been involved or know what to do with suicides,
you just don't know.
Mm. So they turned around then and we said, look, we have counsel available here in Kilkenny or wherever it is. Here's the number. I will ring the counsellor in the morning, or you can ring them and make an appointment to see a counsellor and bring them straight in. So the next day, we have free counsel for people, which is unbelievable, because I think it's nearly 40 days with the HSE. So that's just not acceptable, to be honest with you. So it's hopefully changing soon. But at the moment, that's the way it is. It's 40 days with the HSE, and we can have you in the next day. Pieta House can have you in a couple of days. It's just brilliant.
Mm. It's that gap that you know that you fill, which is a very important it between the cup and the lip. Like, for instance, the fact that you go and you know touch them and you know say, "Look, are you okay?" That's all people need to know, right? But I suppose you don't get that. Doing counselling and doing all the other procedures comes after that. The fact that you are there.
The first thing is to ask them, are they okay? That's the main thing, because that's all somebody wants. They don't want to come out and admit it. Nobody really comes out and says straight away, I have depression, I need help, lads.
Yeah.
They put up their hands. But they want to say it, but they can't. They're not able to say it. So when you ask somebody, are they okay? They just look at you and say, okay, no, I'm not. And then it's brilliant. And once they release, it's kind of, I've seen it loads of times. You can just feel the release coming off them and the pressure taken instantly off them. Instantly, like it's just an instant reaction, and it's absolutely fantastic. And then they can go and get help. And thankfully, everybody that we've helped is still okay. Like it's just been great. Like,
I suppose you see, you went through that yourself, so you know exactly how one feels.
Well, that's it, exactly. Like, I've said this in thousands of times in different radio stations. If you have never gone through depression, don't ever dare tell me you know what I'm going through.
Yes.
Because you have no idea what I've gone through or what I'm going through.
Yes.
If you have never had depression, you have just no idea at all what it's like. It's the darkest, horrible thing that anybody can ever go through. But the good thing is, it's curable. And it's not the end, and it does pass.
Yes.
This isn't for life. Like, it passes, and you learn how to cope with it. And like, I don't get me wrong, I've had days here now when I've been bad since the last few weeks.
Yes,
things have started to creep up, and my head has been wrecked. But I know how to beat it, and I know how to just get up. I get up out of bed and make sure I'm out there, because the more I stay in the room and the more I stay in bed, the worse I will get. So it's good to get out there and mix. And I have a big project coming up now for my own personal mental health. I'm going to a gym in Kilkenny here, and they're going to personally train me just for my own mental health. I don't go to the gym. I'm a taxi driver. I'm a bit overweight. Most taxi drivers are, from sitting in the car all day and eating the wrong foods and all that. But I kind of need to just step back and take time for myself, and that's the most important part as well. That we help everybody else, but I haven't been helping myself.
Exactly.
So I need to look after myself more, and I am now. I'm going to go to the gym and lose more weight, but that to help as well. Getting out there and exercising and meeting the people and eating the right foods is great. And alcohol I don't really drink that much now anymore. I used to drink, and but I just felt terrible after. Like, it's great on the night, and you're brutal for 3 or 4 days afterwards. Like, so it's just not worth it. So for my own mental health, I need a complete life change.
Do you, for instance, because you're helping others, does that make you, it's very therapeutic, isn't it, to help people?
It's absolutely the best thing. You've hit a nail on the head there. It's, everybody has said to me, how can I do this? How can I listen to people bawling, crying, telling me they want to kill themselves, they want to, whatever way they want to do it? Because it gets very graphic, in fairness. Because I always ask somebody, have you a plan of how you want to do it? And then we try and remove that plan from them, remove the things, whatever they're going to use, we try and remove them from them. And I've heard all these stories, and it's actually the opposite effect. It rises me right up and gives me a great sense of feeling that I'm helping people. And everybody says, geez, that must depress you, but it doesn't. It's the complete opposite. It lifts me completely. And as I said, it's a lovely feeling. It's a great feeling to help somebody, and I've never volunteered for anything in my life up until this, and this is just, my whole entire life has changed because of volunteering for this, and it's great. It's great to help people. It's a massive feeling. Like, you couldn't buy the feeling you get from it. Like,
it's even better than counselling. is it?
I couldn't be a counsellor.
No, you couldn't be? Why not?
I don't think so, no. I don't think I'd like to sit in a room for hours and hours and hours.
Yes.
Yeah, and it can be hard helping somebody. Like, some people just don't want help. They're quite happy to be depressed. It just sounds really terrible. But I've seen it. Like, I've seen that people are very happy to be stuck depressed every week, week in, week out. And they just don't. Some people just don't want to take help. And
it's interesting you say that they're happy to be depressed.
Yeah, it sounds weird. Like, but it's true. Like, people have said it to me. Like, I don't want help. I like my life like this. And
It's
their life. They're entitled to be that way if they want
to be melancholy.
Some people have a state of mind.
It is. I suppose we emphasize too much depression as well. I mean, depression is a part of life. Not everybody's happy all the time. Otherwise, we'll have a label for that as well. You know, if you pretend to be happy all the time, it'd be ADHD or whatever. You see, you have labels when you're not there. What is it to be have good mental health? I suppose some people want to be melancholy. Maybe we need to have more labels, different labels. Yes. So,
but it's a bad feeling, like, because to want to end your life, like, you're not thinking of anybody else at the time. From my own personal view, like, I wasn't thinking of anybody. I wasn't thinking of my kids, my family, my wife. I didn't care. I just assumed that they would be better off if I was out of here. It would be better for them. I had my house and was insured. I had life insurance. I said, but sure, wouldn't it be great if I did kill myself? The wife would get the money for the insurance and the kids would be happy and everything would be paid for it. But now looking back at that, I would have destroyed my whole entire family had I have done it. I would have destroyed hundreds and hundreds of friends' lives out there had I have done it.
Yes.
So I learned an awful lot, thank God. And thank God that I did get past it and get through it, like, to learn all this, because life is there to be lived, like, and it's... You don't have to feel depressed all the time, and if you get the help, life can be better. Like, it really, really can. And I know it can, and I know you hear people spouting this out all the time, it's okay not to feel okay, and blah, blah. I know it is, but it's a terrible feeling to feel not to feel okay.
For instance, you were saying that there are these four ways of looking at, you know, symptoms of suicide. You know, you learn it in HSC. They give you a course. What kind of course is that?
It's a safe talk course, an assist course. The safe talk course is a 4-hour course which teaches you basically how to spot people that are depressed or suicidal and how to actually talk. See, a lot of people are afraid to ask, are you okay, or are you feeling suicidal? Because they think, like, if your daughter or your son is sitting on the couch and he's crying and he's like, a lot of parents won't say, look, are you feeling suicidal? Do you want to kill yourself? Because they think that by me saying that now, I'll put the idea into your head. But that's not how it works. If you're suicidal, you're suicidal. You've already thought of this. Like, somebody telling you is not going to automatically react and say, oh God, yeah, I never thought of that. Ask somebody, are you suicidal? They'll tell you straight away. And if they are, then it's time to make a plan, get them help, keep them safe. And that's just the way it is.
You have been asked to support other organisations, isn't it? The Derry Drivers, they do something before?
Yeah, the Derry Drivers started up there. They've changed, actually, now. They're gone more into... they're using defibrillators as well, so they're going around... In Derry, actually, they have two ambulances, believe it or not, for the whole of the county. Yeah. So if somebody, God forbid, gets a heart attack, it's actually a taxi driver that will arrive first with the defibrillator. Which is completely and utterly wrong. But look, that's just the way it is. But we do, everybody kind of has joined up together, and everybody shares everybody else's posts on Facebook. All these services, there's girls in Limerick who go out from 5 up to 5 a.m. in the morning. And they drive around. So if you're feeling depressed or suicidal or whatever, you can ring them and they'll call out to you and they'll have a chat with you. And that helps people, and just talking about it helps them. People are afraid to talk to their own family, so it's talking to a stranger is fantastic. So, yeah, but we would work with, like, the Samaritans. We would use them and share their number an awful lot, like, and get people to ring them up and just talk. Just get it off your chest, and you'll feel better for that moment, for a start.